Thank you, Alberto. That was good. Got a lot of help and encouragement from that. And it sure is a good thing to be in the work of the gospel. There's nothing else more to live for than what God's given us there. And so we thank you for your word, brother. I've got a couple of practical announcements that we need to make just before we move on to our final speaker tonight. We've gotten some offerings coming in, and a lot of those offerings that have come in so far have been designated. And so I want to just take a minute to explain. Most of you know, but there may be some who maybe don't really understand how we do the offerings, just so that you know. We do designated offerings for missionaries. We don't get a vote on how much each missionary is going to get or anything like that. We do designated offerings, and those are on a monthly basis. What we've gotten a lot so far is more designated offerings to certain missionaries, and that's really cool. But what we're looking for this particular conference also is we're looking for offerings for the conference, which means that if you give a check that we'd like you to mark it Mission Conference. What we don't want you to do is take your regular support that you normally support missionaries for and pull that aside and use it for the conference. Because this is above and beyond your normal support for missionaries. And we understand that it's a sacrifice. We understand that, you have obligations and there's things. And so we're not trying to shake you down. Yeah, we are trying to shake you down. But sorry about that. Let's just be honest about it, okay? Those of you visitors, we're not asking a dime from you. We're not asking anything from you. You come and freely listen to what we're here for. But for those of us that are part of this church, we do really want you to be aware of the expenses of this conference. We brought people in from Mexico. We brought them in from Poland. We want to take care of their travel expenses and give them a love offering afterwards. And so in order to do that, mark your offering Mission Conference, and then it'll go into the funds in order to take care of the expenses of this meeting. And then if you don't support a missionary, then on a monthly basis, aside from the conference, then we would encourage you to support one or more, maybe even all of the missionaries as God lays it on your heart. We have a responsibility here in San Antonio to support those that we send out, just as much as those who actually go out have a responsibility to preach the gospel where they are. And if we lay hands on a man and we send him out, then we have a great responsibility to provide for these men. And I know not everybody likes to talk about money, or because every charlatan in the world is talking about money. But I guarantee we are not talking about money so that we can build kingdoms for ourselves. So there isn't. You can come in our house and check. You can come by my trailer. My toilet seat does not have gold plate on it, all right? And we don't air condition our dog houses. At least I don't. I don't know. Maybe some other pastors might. But no, this is not to enrich ourselves, I guarantee. But we need money in order to do the work of the Lord. So we ask that you would be generous and give. So amen. Hopefully that's cleared up, that you understand the difference between monthly offerings and offerings specifically designated for this mission conference. And so we're glad you came tonight. If you're visiting with us, we do want to make you aware that we are in the middle of our missions conference. And this is a time where we gather together to challenge one another and to encourage one another to get about this great work of the gospel that God's given us. And God has been so good to us. Man, he's just opened up doors. We prayed and said, Lord, send us, And you know what? God did. And we're still praying that continues. We've got another speaker tonight, and his name is Corey Riggs. And he's also second-generation missionary, a son of Brent. And Judy and I God just worked it out in a miraculous way where we were able to get care for Alyssa, our daughter. Elizabeth took care of Alyssa for 2 weeks and did not lose her mental stability. We were really praying that she wouldn't go nuts, but it just worked out real good, and we were able to go to Poland, and we didn't do a lot of sightseeing. We didn't go see a lot of the sites and everything. We basically just spent time with the missionaries, and man, it was a blessing. And I tell you what, we were praying for Corey and the church in Łódź, and we pray in the next year, and oh, Lord, seems like things are, man, the Lord is just starting to open up doors in Wooj. And we were just very impressed with Corey and with Magda and with their kids. And it was just awesome to see what God's doing in that church right there. It was incredible. Steve is there now. And I don't know, those of you that love Steve, man, it's so good to see him alive, man. He's got an apartment downtown, and he can get on the bus and go wherever he wants to go. And Corey lets him preach in English, and so he preaches in English. And it's like a show. You know how animated Steve is. Steve is like, man, he's jumping around and doing all that. And when Corey translates for him, Corey's right along with it. And Steve says, and bam, you know, and Corey's there. Bomb! You know, he's right there in Polish, just doing everything. It's just it's awesome. It is good, and they've got some good believers there, and that's partly due to prayer.
Amen.
Man, it's partly due to prayer. You know, I tell you what, this is something that you think is so impossible. You know, but we need to pray, and pray for Mark and Bettina there in Austin. You know, wouldn't it be great to Mark to come back here next year and to say, hey, you know, the Lord's done some really good things.
Amen.
So if we pray, we do our part and pray and support. And so we're thankful for Corey and for Magda. We're thankful for his family. We're thankful for Kapusta. We're thankful for pierogi. We're thankful for everything you guys have done. And their cooking is even the cooking in that church is really cool. Anyway, after the special music, Corey, why don't you come on up and